attributing lies towards me. In their own book, if the Sunni wrote it, you could say it's propaganda. Go backwards. Let this rewind. And third thing I want to tell you of Jafar Sadiq. Remember Imam Jafar Sadiq, they made one propaganda. They said all these schools, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, then Imam Shafi'i, then Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, they all indebted to Imam Jafar Sadiq. Go ask Imam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit what he said. Lawla sanatan la halaka Nu'man. Lawla sanatan la halaka Nu'man. I Nu'man bin Thabit, I Abu Hanifa, if I should not have spent the 2 years with Jafar, then I should have been destroyed. So the greatest fiqh to learn is fiqh Jafari fiqh. Why? Because first comes Imam Jafar, he taught Imam Abu Hanifa, he taught Imam Malik, then Imam Malik taught Imam Shafi'i, then Imam Shafi'i taught Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Oh, you Sunnis, you all are. You must say shukr and thanks to us. Our Imam, Imam Jafar, taught your Imams everything. To where they took it. And sometimes you will find these type of quotations in our book. Remember this, brothers, respected ulama. We must never quote things, whether it's on the radio, whether it's our lectures, whether we are writing, unless we have dalil for it. Abdullah Mubarak said, "Lawla al-isdad, laqala man sha'a ma sha'a." If you don't have a chain, then remember, any person will say whatever he wants to. What? Then Ali ibn Madini, the ustad of Imam Bukhari, said, "Ilmu rijal nisfu ilmi al-hadith." Hadith is not just innama al-amalu bin niyat. Hadith is not just ad-dinu al-nasiha. Look at the chain before it as well. So how they fabricate things? They fabricated this. Imam Abu Hanifa said, "It's not mentioned in any authentic and good book of the Sunnis." But sometime our Sunni ulama also get caught up and they quote this here. I saw it in Sunni kitabs as well. Lawla sanatan la halaka Nu'man. It is not a true statement. Let's go one step. Let's just rewind for a moment. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam was there. Passed away. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came. He passed away. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu came. He passed away. It is the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Usman ruled this Ummah for 12 years. First 6 years, perfect. Then the disquiet started. Criticism started. Not from Sahaba. From people who came afterwards, said, "We don't agree with this Amirul Mu'mineen. He's taking wrong decisions. He is doing nepotism, giving his family preference and all." Fine. Now comes one of the protagonists, the main players of the Shias. He was Yahudi, Jew. His name, Abdullah bin Sabah. He was called Ibn Sauda, "Oh, you son of an African lady," meaning his mother was like African or whatever. That doesn't concern us. This Abdullah bin Sabah, look at the things that he taught and he brought about. In the time of Sayyidina Usman from Yemen, he came, he embraced Islam, and he became like a very pious person. But slowly, slowly, he started putting the poison. First poison he put, he said, you know, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam had a wasi. Nabi Musa alayhi salam used to go, then he had someone with him, that someone was called Yusha bin Nun. When it called Musa li fatahu, the fatah is Yusha bin Nun. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam used to go, he used to have one person with him. You know who's that person? Like how Yusha bin Nun was for Musa alayhi salam. So Ali ibn Abi Talib is like that for Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. First poison he puts. There's no question, brothers. Never make this mistake. Our love for Ali must always remain. Our respect for Sayyidina Ali must always remain. فَدَائِلُهُ وَمَنَاقِبُهُ لَا تُعَدُّ وَلَا تُحْصَى. His manaqib virtues are so many. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal also mentioned it. He said he is that sahabi whose virtues are one of the greatest. We don't dispute this type of thing. So he said, but look at this. Then he put the next one. He had his people and they got influence. You know, when pious people start saying things, he said, you know what? Never mind Ali being a mortal. Ali is God incarnate. He's Allah in a human form. What the Christians say regarding Jesus Christ. is God, divinity in the form of humanity. He went to that extent. Who? Abdullah bin Sabah. He brought certain things like that. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, I want to show you what happened. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala becomes Amirul Mu'minin. All these false attributions are now attributed to Sayyidina Ali. He summons Abdullah bin Sabah al-Yahudi, superficially Muslim. He says, you attributing all these things, you know all these are lies. Say, no, it's right. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu told the people, burn a bonfire. Burn fire there, and we're going to burn him. You know what Abdullah bin Sabah said? It had the wrong impact. He said, you see Ali, I told you that you are Allah, you are God incarnate. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said, La yu'adhib bin nar illa rabbun nar. No one can punish with the fire except the one who created the fire. This is proving my point. Sayyidina Ali burned them, but they still said that he, Sayyidina Ali, is God incarnate. Go to the Shia school. The Shia school says what? They say the Sunnis are making propaganda. This is just a myth. I got a whole book. Let me tell you another story. When I was in Darul Uloom, Newcastle, so my name Abdul Qadir Hussein. So somewhere I managed to get one. I told Mohsen Mama Room about this also, you know. There's certain stories I should tell him, he also used to laugh. You know? I said, Maulana, you know what? The Shias, that we must get their books. So then I used to write to them. You just write to them in English or Arabic or what? So I told them, I know English, I know Arabic, I know Urdu, I don't know Farsi. So please, you must send books. And I read Abdul Qadir Husseini. I put Husseini. Because they make stories, I also make stories. So with the enemies, you can do that. So then they thought, this is some small Shia sitting there. They know in South Africa. So many books. If you come one day to my house, I'll show you over 100 books they sent me. In Urdu, in English, in Arabic, and so forth. What I'm quoting to you are mostly from these books there. So I never realized that one day we'll need all these books, you know. But we kept them one day. So brothers, you must remember that in their books is written, they say we have created this person who's a myth. And they wrote the book, The Myth of Abdullah bin Sabah. I got it at home, written by the Shias. We say, if it is a myth, then let us look at your books. Then you will find in Rijalul Kashi, it's mentioned by Allama Kashi. So Abdullah bin Sabah is not a legend, is not a myth, is mentioned in your books. And he spoke about the evil he brought and the poison he brought into Shia Azam and into the Muslim Ummah. Without the shadow of doubt, brothers, you must remember, first, you can say, if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, we can say Shia Azam started as a political movement. But when it developed and grew, then it grew as a total different religion. Now let's come to some aspects. Taqiyya. You know what is taqiyya? Taqiyya is where you conceal the truth. And you don't say the truth because you feel that you don't have to say it. Allama Kulaini has mentioned in his Kafi, Qala Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq said, that taqiyya is tis'atu a'shari deenina, it is 9/10 of our deen is taqiyya. La imana lahu man la taqiyyata lahu. That person got no iman if he does not make taqiyya. So today when you interact with the Shia here, yeah, you love Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he'll say, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, what you say? So when they speak like that, that is their taqiyya. That is how they lie and they camouflage the whole thing. So we must remember this type of things here. Yeah. So this is attributed to Imam Jafar Sadiq and so many things. Let's come to fiqh. Any topic you want. Let's go to fiqh. I'll just give 5-6 examples quickly. You ask anybody here, make wuzu for me. The person will wash his hand, goggle mouth, nose, wash the feet. If he doesn't wash the feet, he will wear khuf. He will wear the leather sock and make masah. So Shia say that you don't wash the feet, you don't make masah on the leather sock, you make masah on the feet itself. Take out my sock and make masah on the feet itself. You see how the Shias make wuzu? Make masah on the feet itself. Anytime you are in Makkah, Medina, wherever, if you're using the public toilets, we are hilltown, you know, we stay in hilltown, so we don't see sometimes. Sometimes go where the masses go, and you will see how they make wuzu. They just do like this, make a little bit masah, finish, the wuzu is done. This is Shia wuzu. When they read Salat, I went to Zanzibar just now, last year also. So I said I want to visit all the places. So I went to the Shia Masjid. Shia Masjid they call Husainiya or they call Imam Bara. Every Musalla got the stone. So that person there, I told him I'm from Junubi Africa, South Africa, he speaks a bit Arabic, English. So I told him that no, I don't want to read Salat here. No, I'll go read there. He said, no, read here. Now to just cover myself also, I said, I don't have wuzu. He said, read without wuzu also is alright. Then this type of thing. So this type of thing. The characters, these chefs, you know. So anyway, now we come to their Salat. So now they put, see in Makkah, Medina what they do. We standing like Muslims in a surf. You will see the Shia will stand in front or he will stand at the back. They won't make sajda on the musalla. They will make on the marble. They say, wad'ul jabhati alal ard. Sajda means, you must make sajda on the ground. So not on the carpet. So you will see, they will look for the place, the gap between the two serfs, or they will. You will see many of them doing that. Then when they end their salat, they hit their hands like this, you saw, like they're going to fly or something. You know, so this type of thing. That is the order. You go in fasting, they wait for half an hour after sunset, when the stars come out, ishtibak in nujum takes place, then they make iftar. You come to Hajj, we got tawaful ziyara, tawaful ifada, they got tawaful nisa. That you must make a special one tawaf, then your women become, after tawaful ziyara, you make another one tawaf, then your wives become halal for you. In everything, when I used to teach the students in Darul Uloom, you know, Newcastle, so sometimes they used to, I say in everything we got ikhtilaf with the Shias, even in jima we got ikhtilaf with them. Jima is when you go to your wives. You must remember, I go to my house, they sent me Tafsir Mubin. They sent it to me. All the books I got are after the revolution of 79. I had no Shia books really. They sent all the books to me. So you must remember that every person, even non-Muslim will tell you, you get married, husband-wife relationship, you go to the front of the husband or the wife. So they say, Shia say, you can go front, back, everything works. You can sodomize your wife. It's totally permissible according to the Shias. You can sodomize. I don't say you guys must do all this kind of thing. So it's haram, obviously. So you must remember that is Shiaism. Khomeini wrote Tawdihul Masail. I got the book by me. He wrote in Tawdihul Masail, you take a woman, tell the lady, Atamatta ubiki bisa'a. I make muta with you for 1 hour. You agree? She say agree. I pay $100, 100 rupees, 100 rand, 150 rand. Mutually agreed upon. Finish. It's fine. Not only permissible. You do it one time, you get sawab of Sayyidina Hassan. 2 times Sayyidina Hussein. 3 times Sayyidina Ali. 4th time you get sawab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you think I'm lying, we show you all the sources and the references. I had a live debate on General Islam with the Shia, it's one of the bigger Shias. I just took a chance actually. So you must, you know, that time we have to make a lot of dua to Allah. I said, bring him, we'll take him on. Twice I had a debate with him. I said, live this is. You know, live radio is very risky because you can lose a lot of points. So anyway, just make dua Allah's help. So every time I push them onto mutah because I know they don't like that topic at all. I say, Sheikh, tell me about your muta. He said, yeah, you always just want to speak about muta and this type of thing. I said, it's in your books, it's not in our books. Tell me, will you give your daughter for muta? This way, that way, avoid the question. In the ending, now everything is taped and the listeners are, if you want it, you must just phone, tell Islam, we'll send you the whole CD. You have to pay for it, obviously. Long time it is. So anyway, you must remember. In the ending, I told him, Sheikh, before we end up, you must tell us about the mutah and your daughter. He said, yes, I gave my daughter for mutah. But I told my son-in-law, for For 1 year, you must not consummate the marriage with a daughter. You must just feel her, touch her, does that. After 1 year, when you feel now you are compatible, suitable to one another, then you can start consummating. So I told him, Sheikh, every night you go with a thought to go check there what's happening. You should see his face. Red, if he could help it, he should have busted me up into the studio there. But his live radio, he can't do anything. So this is the Shia. Let's go on to serious stuff, brothers. The harm the Shias have caused this Ummah. Iran, Ahlu Sunnah country. Don't make this mistake, brothers. The indictment upon us. Masjid Aqsa, we don't read. Palestine, we don't read. Today, Libya, we don't read. Jabhat, what we're discussing now, Iran, we don't read. Iran was an Ahlu Sunnah, Sunni country. I just gave you. Imam Ibn Majah, Imam Muslim, and Imam Abu Dawood, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Razi. These giants of the Ummah came from Iraq. You must remember that. When did the change take place? Go back 500 years, Gregorian calendar, the year 1500. You had a government called the Safavi, Hukumatu Safawiya. Now the Muslims were getting weaker, weaker, weaker. People love power. So they hate the Shias and bribery, corruption, all. They came into power. When you come into power, what do? The first thing. The first thing you do is you eliminate the opposition. And they started massacring the ulama of the Ahlu Sunnah. These Sunni Maulvis, Imam Sheikh, get rid of them. Once you cut the head, forcibly taking the Sunnis and making them into Shia. That's why today you got 70-75% of Shia in Iran. Otherwise ask them, before 1500 Gregorian calendar, what was the history of Iran? Iran was a Sunni country, overwhelming majority Sunni. So that was the history of Iran. Carry on. For 250 years, the government of Safaviyyah continued. Then they lost it, the Afghans to the rescue. Afghans must come. Afghans slaughtered them, finished them up. The first ruler to come for after that, Nadir Shah. Nadir Shah came, he said, you know, now we have taken control of Iran. We must sort out this. This Iran always this problem. Either you look this side, they are fighting with Turkey. You look that side, with the Ottoman Empire. You look that side there, then they are fighting with other countries, Iraq and this and that. He called the Sunni Alim and the Shia Alim and told them you must debate in full public. And both of you then must come to a mutual agreement. And that is what we'll agree. In Najaf, they had all these big, big debates and all these things. From Qub they came, Najaf they came, all this. Nadir Shah said, fine, Sunni Shia unity we agree. Today people say, why you don't unite? Nadir Shah united them. What they did with Nadir Shah? Before what they did, let me explain to you. Nadir Shah wrote to the Ottoman Empire in Turkey, Istanbul. He told them, I have two, three requests from you. You see, there in Makkah Mukarramah, you got four musallas. So you got Maqam-e-Shafi was the biggest. Where Hajar-e-Aswad looked at Yamani, so that side there. So remember, in that corner was Maqam-e-Shafi. Behind the Hatim, Maqam-e-Hanafiyya, the Hanafi Musalla. Then on one side the Malikiyya, on the other side the Hanabila and Malikiyya. He said, now you must put the Musalla, he's telling the Ottoman Empire, Maqam-e-Jafariyya. Who's saying this? Nadir Shah is appealing to the Muslim ruler, Khalif of the Muslim Empire. Second one, when people used to perform Hajj, 1 year they said Amirul Hajjaj, Amirul Hujjaj is a Hanafi. The next year will be a Shafi. The next year will be a Maliki. The next year will be a Hanbali. So every 4 years you would get the turn. They said the fifth year must be given to a Jafari. So the Ottoman Empire refused both. They say we don't accept this. What the Shias did, they slaughtered Nadir Shah. They killed him. So all these people who speak about unity, understand, they don't want unity. They want to take our people and make them into Shia. Go today to Cape Town. They call themselves the Ahlul Bayt Foundation. Go read their website. They say we have to increase our population in South Africa. How are you going to increase the population? I know, you know.